doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, so the South African National Blood Service. Yes, we give the... We continually calling out when there's a short supply, and we say, look, we need O negative, A positive, what, you know, short supply, please go donate. Mm. Has anybody here donated?
I have once.
Okay.
The other times my iron levels were low, so they said no, ma'am. But only once have I been successful.
Okay.
And you, Darren?
I've never donated. And for the one simple reason that I don't know what the condition is. Scaredy cat.
is one of them.
Yeah, look, when it comes to blood, I'm just nowhere. Yeah. I would love to donate blood, but...
No, it's a very
injections,
fair...
Injections, man. Your
fear.
It's up there.
You know, yeah.
It's up there with snakes, man. Oh. Like, you have no idea. Brad's been with me before when they try to extract blood.
Yeah. Saw a difference there to you.
And it's like a possessed human being. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Have you given blood, Brad? Can you give blood?
No, they'll chuck mine in the bin.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we don't want that stuff. Diabetic blood. Yeah. Gross.
So is that a thing? You can't give blood because you're diabetic?
Yeah, of course not.
Is that because of the reaction it has on you, or your blood is just won't be usable?
It's your sugar levels, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Your guys are generally between a constant level, whereas mine...
Fluctuates.
Yeah, and fluctuates.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Ramiz, if you give blood...
Some blood is more valuable than others.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Never ever. I haven't ever given blood, no.
Are you like Darren? There's a bit of fear for blood?
No, there isn't. I've always wanted to go. I just have a little bit of a fear if I might faint.
Oh.
That's the... I don't have an issue... I don't have an issue with needles, but I'm just like worried that I might like get lightheaded or...
Yeah.
I must say, to those people that actually donate blood, you save the world. You really do. You know, there are people... That it's their thing. They do it every, what? I think you can do it every 6 weeks. I'm not sure.
Yeah. No, definitely. Those who do it often. You know?
Yeah.
That's one thing.
You people are absolute heroes. You really are. So I thought, look, I'm going to phone the National South African National Blood Service. I could make a donation. But remember, I'm always a little bit ill-informed as to how this process works.
A bit of a nuisance then.
Yeah, but I want to be a good human being. I want to be a good Samaritan. I want to save lives, guys. So I ring him up. Here it is.
Thank you for calling the South African National Blood Service. Please press 1 for English or 2 for Afrikaans. Thank you for holding. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
South African National Blood Service, g'day.
I want to do my part to save a life. Tell me, what are the rules for donating blood?
Need to be between the ages of 16 and 65.
Yeah.
Weigh 50 and above.
Correct.
Leading a healthy sexual lifestyle.
Yes.
Not on any medication.
No.
Okay, and what you need to do is just eat an hour before going in.
Done that. Tell me, there at the clinic, do they do stitches as well?
What do you mean, stitches?
For the wound.
No, sir.
Okay, because I've made lunch and I cut myself quite bad, so I've been catching it in a cup, and I would like to donate it to you.
When did you get cut?
Because I was just cutting the carrots for lunch, and I sliced my finger quite bad. So I've just been letting the blood drip into a cup. So I thought, well, why waste it down the drain? I'll come and give it to you, and you can save somebody's life.
So we don't actually accept that kind of... You need to actually come into the center, and the sisters take your blood into a little bag.
Because it's sore now. I've been trying... Is it because it's maybe too little? It's a lot. It's a full... I've been just... Whenever I make a fist, it squeezes... It squirts out even more. Oh. So... No. I've got almost a cup full now. If I just squeeze it up, it's quite stinging.
Okay, so why aren't you going to the doctor? Okay, I'm going to put you through to a sister, okay?
I've just finished it. I've managed to get a cup full out now since we've been speaking, and I've just put some cellophane over the cup. I know you guys take pints, and I'm on the metric system, so I don't quite know how much a pint is.
It's 500 mils.
500 mils. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So then it's better than fill up two cups for you then, eh?
So you know what? It's very dangerous for you to lose blood. Close that wound. Apply pressure. Let somebody apply pressure for you. Okay. Take something like your T-shirt or what. Close the wound tightly for the blood to stop and run to the hospital. It's not good for anybody to lose blood like you're telling me now.
Ow, it's quite sore.
Can I ask you to go to the doctor? Because I believe in a few minutes you'll be collapsing and you are alone there.
Clean. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Darren.
Darren?
Yes, Simpson.
Oh my. Why did you get to me today? Oh my. No, Matthew, how can you do this to me? No, you're just horrible.
Well, plausible in my world, eh?